This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission begins monitoring of parties and candidates' expenditure details as election campaign enters second phase. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says electoral alliance was formed for safeguarding constitution. National Assembly Special Committee furnishes 99-point federalism execution recommendations. Nepal to export 22 megawatt more energy to India. And Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan shot and wounded at a protest rally. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has started election expenditure monitoring as the parties and leaders kick up the election campaign. Commission's spokesperson Shaligram Sharma Podol said the candidates must submit the details of election expenses, including the cost of organizing gatherings, within 15 days from the voting day. The Commission has also asked the Nepal Police and the National Intelligence Bureau to submit a report after monitoring the expenses of the political parties and leaders. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has claimed that the electoral alliance was formed to defend the constitution. Addressing an election gathering organized by Democratic Left Alliance in Dadeldhura today, Prime Minister Deuba said that due to some special political environment in the country, the five-party alliance got solidly unified for the election. Prime Minister Deuba further said that the five-party alliance was the outcome of the attempts to dissolve the parliament unconstitutionally. CPN Mao Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda says that all should involve to make progressive power win the federal and provincial elections. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu today, Chairman Dahal urged the leaders and cadres not to take this election as a general election, as this election is different than other elections. The Federalism Implementation Study and Monitoring Committee under the National Assembly has furnished 99-point recommendations in 12 different themes. Committee coordinator Kimlal Devkota said that the committee recommended amending the duties and responsibilities of three-tier of government, citing lack of clarity on their jurisdiction. Likewise, the committee has recommended limiting the number of province ministers to 10% of total assembly members, but to bringing down below 5. The committee has also recommended to complete Police Adjustment, acknowledging the independent power of province to look after province police and law and order in the province. The Nepal Electricity Authority has received approval from India to export 22 megawatt of power produced from Silimi Hydropower Company. The spokesperson of the authority, Suresh Bahadur Bhattarai, confirmed that the approval was obtained on October 31st from India's Central Electricity Authority to export more power to India. With this approval, Nepal would now export 386 megawatt of power to India. Similarly, as per the data released by the Nepal Electricity Authority last month, the power export to India had exceeded 1 billion unit and the latest data are expected to be released soon. Executive Director of the Authority, Kulman Kissing, expressed his confidence to get permission from India to export more power from Nepal in the days to come. President Vidyadevi Bhandari is visiting Mustang tomorrow. She is scheduled to visit religious site Muktinath and unveil a statue of Lord Buddha, as well as to lay the foundation stone for the construction of the statue of Lord Vishnu. Chief District Officer of Mustang Netra Prasad Sharma said that President Bhandari will reach Mustang at 8 a.m. tomorrow. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The political parties have raised the issue of green hydrogen with priority in the election manifesto prepared in view of the November 20 elections. CPNMO Center, associated with Left Democratic Alliance, in its manifesto has given space to the issue of establishing hydrogen plant within next 5 years with importance. In view of the increasing energy crisis in the world, CPNMO's center has incorporated the issue of developing necessary policy and institutional structure. Nepal last month organized a green hydrogen summit that aimed to explore alternative sources of energy. Nepal, during COP26 last year, made a commitment to become carbon neutral by 2045. Tourism entrepreneurs from three provinces have decided to work together and introduce tour packages, for the promotion of tourism. The Nepal Association of Tour and Travel Agents, NATA Baki Chapter, announced this after organizing a 4-day tour product development and ticketing training. Central Secretary of NATA, Yuvika Bhandari, said that the training will be fruitful in preparing skilled human resources in the field of tourism. Altogether, 30 tour and travel operators from Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim province are participating in the training. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has been shot and wounded in the leg in an attack on his protest march in the eastern city of Wazirabad. The attack is said to have been an attempt to kill him, but the police are yet to confirm that he was the target. Members of his PTI party said another 4 people were hurt in the shooting. 70-year-old leader Khan was leading the march on the capital Islamabad to demand snap elections after he was ousted in April. The former prime minister was seen being taken to hospital in Lahore. And another party leader, provincial health minister Asmin Rashid, said Mr. Khan was in a stable condition. North Korea fired several ballistic missiles, including what was believed to be an intercontinental ballistic missile, today. The missiles fired today are considered to North Korea's longest-range weapons and are designed to carry a nuclear warhead to the other side of the planet. The country has conducted more than 60 missile tests this year so far. A nuclear-armed state launched 23 missiles of various types on Wednesday alone, the most in a single day. North Korea began demonstrating its increasingly advanced military capability in January with the launch of a new hypersonic missile. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the mountainous areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission begins monitoring of parties and candidates' expenditure details as election campaign enters second phase. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says Electoral Alliance was formed for safeguarding constitution. National Assembly Special Committee furnishes 99-point federalism execution recommendations. Nepal to export 22 megawatt more energy to India. And Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan shot and wounded at a protest rally. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.